Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Why are we here? What is our purpose? Who is God? How do we know that God even exists? How was the universe created? What is the role of God in our life? What is the role of light in our life? What began as Bart Barthelemy's revelation as a five-year-old Catholic student became a noble hypothesis and a lifetime endeavor to see God as light. This question marked the beginning of his spiritual journey, scientific inquiry, and vision for God-light possibilities from the intersections of science and spirituality. Dr. Bard is the founding director of the Wright Brothers Institute and president of the Collaborative Innovative Institute. He was the director of the National Aerospace Plane Program when he reported directly to the White House, responsible for the development of the nation's hypersonic aerospace plane. While a member of the Federal Science Executive Service, he served as the technical director for the Air Force Wright Aeronautical Laboratories at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, the Air Force's largest research and development complex. He's been a consultant to a variety of aerospace industry companies and federal government organizations. Dr. Bart's educational background includes a Bachelor of Science in Chemical Engineering from MIT, Master of Science in Nuclear Engineering and Physics from MIT, and Doctor of Philosophy in Nuclear Physics, Mechanical Engineering from The Ohio State University. And Dr. Bart, author of God-Light Possibilities from the Intersections of Science and Spirituality, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Bart, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. I'm really excited about talking to you about this.
I've been looking forward to this, and if we had 3 or 4 hours, we would really probably get into it. But I tell you, we'll talk for 20 minutes and get people to buy the book because it's so fascinating. It's laid out so well. It's easy to read. The book is God-Light, Possibilities from the Intersections of Science and Spirituality, and I'll give you all that information as we go through the program. I didn't want to give away too much. I touched a little bit at the beginning. What exactly is the premise for God-Light?
Well, the book is about the possibility that the light of God, which we all talk about and we accept as a religious and a spiritual context, is also the light of the universe. That is the light we see, the light that started the universe, the Big Bang. And the book is really about looking at light and God from both a religious or spiritual standpoint and a scientific context. Most religious and spiritual texts, and many of us, I'm sure many of the people that listen to you, Rick, have read the Bible, maybe read the Bible every day, or if not, the Quran or the Old Testament, and it was written 2,000 years ago. But if you look at the Bible, and you don't even have to read it, just look for a couple of words, over and over again, you see light. God is light. God, Jesus was light. It's the same thing with the Quran, the Hindu texts, and Eastern texts, too. Separately, science over the past 200 years, not 2000, has really moved tremendously far. And it's proven that light is the basis for the universe. It's what started the universe. The light from the Big Bang, which happened 13.7 billion years ago. Look how precise science has been able to get that. It's still bathing us. There's still the cosmic radiation that started the Big Bang 13.7 years ago. It's still hitting us. And our galaxies, and you know, if you look at the night sky, all you see are little lights. Those are little suns, of course, big suns. They look little to us. And so that light that is bathing us, the sun that actually provides all the energy to the Earth and how life started on the Earth, that light is the light of physics, you know, the light of nature, the natural light. And the premise of the book is really, could these two lights be the same? And that's a possibility. I'm not asserting it. I'm not trying to convert anybody. I'm not trying to change anybody's religion. I'm just saying whatever your religion is, you're probably saying God is light. And yet the world around you, the world we lived in, I'm 82 years old, and you know we've lived this assuming that light is what really keeps us going. So if God is light, could light be God? And so I'll stop there.
Well, the book is, again, so well written and touches on so many topics, topics that we've thought about over the years but never jumped into and really did research or maybe even tried to sort out in our mind. The book is Godlight, Possibilities from the Intersections of Science and Spirituality. The book's author, our guest on the program, Bart Balthelemy, and that's spelled B-A-R-T-H-E-L-E-M-Y. Everybody calls him Dr. Bart, but on the book you'll find his official name. And his website for the book is godlightsite.com. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places, mainspringbooks.com, and we'll have all of that on our website and link you directly to Dr. Bart's website as well. Talk about the significance of the title, because that really sums up exactly what you're talking about in the book, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, as I began looking at the reference to light and all of the I studied all of the religions. I'm a Christian. I've always been a Christian, a Catholic, actually. But I studied the Quran and I've studied the Old Testament and the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And light appears all over the place. And it's generally referred to as God. God is light. And then in my scientific world, I've been a scientist for 60 years. I've been a rocket scientist and a physicist, and you know, I've worked with the NASA folks and all of that. Light is such a common denominator. Starting, you know, with Einstein, who discovered that energy is just mass times the square of light. Look at how unbelievable is it that the most famous equation in the world has light in it, okay? And then, you know, if you look around and just think for a moment, if you look at the sun and how without the sun, without that light, we wouldn't exist. The planet wouldn't exist. We wouldn't be, a human being, and we wouldn't grow. And I'll tell you something more anecdotal. I go to Key West, Florida, about three times a year, and I go to the southernmost point, and there's always several hundred people that watch the sun come up in the east in the morning and then the sun go down in the west in the evening.
Yes.
And it's a spiritual experience. It really is, and it's simply the sun. So light is all around us, and I thought, gosh, there's got to be a connection here. Maybe God is telling us something, you know, that as you look up, there's light. And we all come from light, you know, all the way back to, you know, the evolution of human beings. So that the God light is the mixture, you know, and I actually make the L in God light capital. So it's G-O-D capital L-I-G-H-T. And I think it signifies that God is light. And light is God. At least that's what I'm looking into. And the book looks into that.
Who's the audience for this book? Who was this designed for?
Well, frankly, it was designed for me. At 80 years old, it was my kind of revelation to myself. You know how sometimes when you're about to fall asleep, you think, oh, my gosh, what's all this about? You know,
yes.
What's this all about? It hit me like I'm living two worlds, two lives. I'm living my, you know, spiritual or religious life, which I take very seriously. And I've lived all my life, 60 years as a physicist and, a scientist. And they're separate. You know, we talk of one and we kind of ignore the other one, and we talk of the other and vice versa. So I thought to myself, I got to clear this up. And so I studied for 2 years, wrote the book, and it really was a revelation to me. I'm so much more at peace. I can look at anybody now, even you that I can't see, and see light. And I'm thinking, I'm light too, and I can relate. I know we're supposed to all see ourselves as brothers, you know, in the universe, but this takes it one level more. And so it's really helped me. And I guess the real answer to your question, Rick, is that if anyone ever thinks, and sometimes this happens, you know, in the morning and at night, like, oh my gosh, you know, like at Key West, what's the connection between these two lights? The book really, I think, helps with that. And it's not a very complex book, as you said. I mean, I do talk about the Big Bang and evolution and, Einstein stuff, but not from a heavy science standpoint. I suspect anybody who reads the book has already, heard words like the Big Bang, you know, or EMP equals MC squared.
Yeah, it's not really a deep dive into science where you need a degree in science before you understand. That's not the case at all. It's very understandable. And again, answers a lot of questions that consciously or subconsciously we probably face during the course of our lives. This book, by writing it, has helped you. How do you think this book can help the general public, a reader? How will this book help them, do you think?
Yeah, well, I think whatever their spirituality, and even if they're atheist or agnostic, they nevertheless are looking at the world around them. Things happen. People die. You know, but we talk about heaven. People are born. And you know, the little baby comes out and everybody loves it because they see the light of God and that. And yet, those are real things. Those are things you can touch. As a physicist, you know, you can't touch all of the stars and the evolution, but we know it's there. We've talked about it. I think it's well understood now that there was a Big Bang, and that started everything, and our sun is the result of that. There was evolution. Most of the religions who fought, you know, evolution really now accept it. You know, I know the Catholic Church accepts it, too. How in the world did this happen? Why did some cells that started, you know, actually grow into human beings, and then we evolved? So I think the average reader, I really think that this book is for the curious reader. You know, a reader who has asked questions of themselves or maybe sought questions. And, you know, I even like Jimmy Buffett's song, when the guy goes to Paris to answer the most difficult questions in the world.
Yes.
I think we all do that, okay? We all ask ourselves, what's this all about? And it can't be two different, you know, theories or two different themes. Religion and science, spirituality and science, have to connect. I mean, it can't not be that way. Now, I'm proposing that the connection, you know, like the common denominator, is light. And it's helped me, and I think it would help other people because they would begin to see everything as light. And I really hope it leads to collaboration and, you know, more understanding and mutuality.
The book is Godlight: Possibilities from the Intersections of Science and Spirituality. The author is our guest on the program, Bart Barthelemy. That's Barthelemy. Book available Amazon, the usual places, Barnes & Noble, mainspringbooks.com, and the website godlightside.com. And we'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What type of research did you have to do? Probably answers to some of these just in your knowledge base over decades of working in science. But how much research did you have to do?
I did about a year of research, and I read as much as I could all of the different spiritual texts. Now, obviously, the Bible, I've read that or I've heard that, you know, in going to services. But I had to read the Old text, the Old Testament, and I had to read the Quran and English version of it. And then also I even read the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And it talks about God as life. So that took me quite a bit of time. Now, on the science side, yes, I've been a scientist all my life. But, you know, like anything, you learn things to, you know, I went to MIT 60 years ago. I was there when the guy who actually invented the theory of the Big Bang was there, too, Alan Guth. And I've studied under some of the Nobel laureates, but I had to refresh myself. So honest to God, I took another like 2 months in going back to all of not the text so much, but now the new versions of, you know, the publications of these scientists. And I tried to capture the latest thinking, you know, the latest stuff about the evolution and all of that. So it took me about a year, you know, to prepare myself for it, even though I had inklings of all of it, obviously.
As you're reading this, you think, boy, this would make a powerful movie, a documentary, a visual product of some kind. There's so much here to get into. Any talk about doing that?
Oh, well, yeah. I need to get in connection with a screenwriter, of course, because the book is not written for a screenwriter.
Right.
But I'm going to do that. I've actually promised myself I can't do it. I'm not a screenwriter. But if you know any good ones, please let me know. But I would love to have a movie. And I think it would be somewhat popular. It would have to, you know, appeal to the crowd. And honestly, I have fantasies of the two stars being Oprah Winfrey and Tom Hanks. Okay, and I don't care who plays me. I Oprah would be fine. Okay.
You got to think big, and I like that, and I wish you the best with that in bringing this to the screen. But it's available now in a book for all of us to read and to learn from, Godlight: Possibilities from the Intersections of Science and Spirituality. If somebody is just joining us and they're listening, could you sum up in 3, 4, 5 sentences the essence of the book?
Yeah. Well, these are short sentences. And by the way, the book is not long to thematic kind of a book. So my 3 sentences are simply, God is light. And I think most people, that's one. Light is God. And that's going to be maybe a question mark, okay, because is light all God? And then, if so, God light. So 3 simple sentences. God is light. Light is God. And if so, Godlight.
And thus the title of the book, Godlight. That's G-O-D, capital, uppercase, L for light, Godlight. The book available, again, wherever books are sold, and the book is receiving excellent reviews. Talk a little bit about what you're working on now. You've answered all of these questions. Are there other questions that you've had in your mind you're thinking, okay, I'd like to tackle these now?
Yeah, I really don't want to make money off this book. That was never the thought. And so I promise everybody, if they bought this book from Amazon, it's about $12 or some other store, I will buy another book and give it to someone who can't afford it. I just want the word to get out, and not because I'm trying to convert anybody. I'm just trying to have people think about it, and this is kind of one basis for thinking about it. There's many others, too. But my real goal is to just have people think about this, and the book is a kind of a catalyst for that to happen. So what I'm working on now is, how do I get it out? And again, it's not about money whatsoever. If I were a billionaire, I'd buy a million copies of this book and just place them all over the place. You know, but so I'm working now with a number of people who are trying to get the essence of the book out. And it's great if you buy the book. And there's a little version of it, a Kindle version that's only like $2. There's a lot of places to go to get the book, but still. You know, my goal is to get. I'm going to the LA Times Book Festival April. Yeah, and I'll be there. I'll have a bunch of books. I'll be signing books. There's some publicity around that. And again, it's not to make money. I really want to get that across. I'm going to use all the money that comes in to buy more books or have more books printed and give them away. And I don't want to force my book on anybody. I certainly don't want to do that. But that's my next big attack, you know, my next big theme. So starting in April, I'm going to spend the next year, you know, trying to get it out, trying to get the information out in any way that I can.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to be with us. We've got a few minutes left in the program. I want to take that word spirituality, because if you ask 10 people, you may get 10 different definitions of exactly what that is. What is spirituality?
Well, to me, it's sort of the higher level where all the religions fit into. I know lately, particularly in the press, you know, people are called spiritual because they're kind of not religious, but yet they, you know, they connect to God. They're all kinds of groups. But frankly, it's all about all religions are about spirituality. I mean, you know, in my own religion, I think it's true for many other religions, too. God is the spirit. God is the thing or whatever you want to, you know, look at that gives us that kind of life and the hope of what happens after life. And I think that's really what spirituality is about. So it doesn't exclude religions. Religions are a part of spirituality. And yet today, I think they try to separate it. But we're all spiritual. Whether we are atheists or agnostic, we're still spiritual. It's like, hey, what's going on there? And certainly the major religions, particularly in the United States, are all about spirituality. So I don't look at that as different than religions. I look at it as kind of like the big bucket, you know, that all religions fit. Everybody asks themselves, is there spirituality out there? And I think the answer is, of course.
You realize in reading Godlight, there are a lot of commonalities. You mentioned the study of various religions all around the world and drawing all that together, all of the human beings, people all over the world. Do you hope the future could be better than the past? Maybe this book being part of it.
That's my goal. That's my hope. I hope that this actually gets people to look at each other from the viewpoint of light. I've been doing that, actually. I run into people now when I look at them as light, and I can relate to them immediately. So we need more common ground. My gosh, you know, we are, 10 billion people fighting each other. We need more common ground. And the common ground in my thinking is Godlight all over the place. You Godlight, me Godlight, you know, and I think that, you know, I don't think it's the only thing that'll work, but I think it would be wonderful if we started to look at each other as not just brothers, but that, you know, we all are the same. We all come from light. And so You know, that's the mother or the father, how you want to deal with it. So I really hope that happens. That's my goal. That's why I want people to read it. It's just to maybe trigger something that allows them to be more open, more generous, more, you know, curious or more, you know, sort of relatable to each other.
Talk about curious. You are still active in all that you're doing. You're working now in the nation's hypersonic aerospace plane. Did you have any idea when you started this illustrious career that we'd come this far in terms of science and what we're able to do? Talking now about getting ready to put humans on Mars. Did you have any idea what the potential was when you started this?
Oh, no. I went to MIT in the 60s, 50s, the late 50s, 60s. But, you know, John F. Kennedy was the president as I graduated, and he says, let's put a man on the moon. And I thought, wow, that is so cool. That's why my whole career has been in the government and science. But I really think as we proceed, we're going to know more. I mean, you know, the DNA research is still blossoming. We're going to know a lot more. I don't know where we'll be, but boy, have we come a long way in 200 years, you know, just from, you know, early before Einstein. And I never thought we'd be this far, but it's really moving at an exponential rate. I mean, just look at the phones, you know, it's like, wow, yes. Are we moving far? So I don't think any of us in those days, we didn't have computers when I went to MIT, honest to God. We didn't have a computer, so all my you know, all my work was by hand, you know, slide rules and stuff. So we have come so far. Now, I don't think anybody, maybe there were some, they could have predicted that, but, you know, there were the brilliant people like Alan Guth and Wiener and all of that. I'm not in that category, but they showed us the way. So it's wonderful.
Talk about perseverance. And we've got a couple minutes left here, but I go to the Kennedy Space Center and I go through the various exhibits there. And I see what happened in the beginning of the space program, which I watched, but I got it through Walter Cronkite as I was yeah. growing up. And you see that and you see all of the failures and how long it took and the perseverance it took to, okay, this didn't work. We get everybody together again and we figure it out. Talk about that aspect of it, because it's not like you've got an idea and it works right away in most cases, is it?
Yeah, it never does. You know, I've been a big collaborative innovator. I've written a book on collaborative innovation and president of the Collaborative Innovation Institute. Yeah, it never works that way. It you know, us humans, we're not God, okay? So we have to try things, and ones that work, and science is all about that, the ones that work are become scientific theories. The ones that don't, we learn from. It's not like, oh my gosh, we made this terrible thing, and who can? We learn from those. I mean, the history of, like, the discovery of DNA, the history of, like you say, the spaceships. Look what, you know, the new spaceships are. They are smaller, and they're so much easier. You know, it shows us that what we thought back then, those gigantic, you know, rockets and that we still enjoy seeing go up, that was just the beginning. So we got a long way to go. But my gosh, the pace of what we know has been exponential. I hope I live about, you know, another 100 years. I won't, but I'm going to try, because I really think this whole idea of God light will actually be proven. I truly do.
Well, it's such a wonderful book, and the time has gone by way too quickly. The book is available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, MainspringBooks.com. You'll get information on Dr. Bart's website, which is GodLightSite.com. The book is God Light, Possibilities from the Intersections of Science and Spirituality. The author is our guest on the program, Bart Barthelemy. That's Barthelemy, Barthelemy. And the book's available, of course, information you can link on directly by going to our website. Dr. Bart, it went by way too quickly. Hopefully we can do this again. Great having you with us on the program. Thank you for being with us, and look forward to having future conversations.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you for all the wonderful work you've been doing with St. Jude's and all of those other organizations.
Well, you're welcome, and I appreciate the kind words and appreciate you spending some time with us. All that that you've done in this book answers so many questions for so many people, and it's available, again, wherever books are sold. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.